Hello and welcome to the Wednesday Sean Ireland Show. How are you? What lovely flu breeding weather. Have you noticed that I have somewhat of a paranoia theme? Yeah, this is not the end of it this week, people. Sorry to tell you. Because today we will talk about the germiest places, the latest study that will probably defy some of the previous notions you had about where the germy places might be. We'll talk about that today. But more importantly, we'll talk about the latest ruling from the CDC that this could, quite frankly, be the fluiest and the sickest early flu season we have had. So I did drag Sydney out to get a flu shot yesterday. And in the meantime, I've been harping on my son, Graham, to get his flu shot. And granted, he's down in college. So, you know, trying to get a college kid to stop down and get a needle in his arm is like impossible. So every time I talk to him on the phone, I'm like, did you get a flu shot? Have you gone to get your flu shot? Blah, blah, blah. And I just had gotten off the phone with him. So right away, of course, just to stick it to him, not needle, but stick it to him, I said, get your flu shot yet? This was probably 2 minutes after I just talked to him. So he wrote back, yeah, just got it. Ryan and I shared needles and did it ourselves. So I went, funny. So did you get it? Seriously. And he wrote back, nope, gonna lift some weights and bite my fingernails at the same time just to make sure. See what I deal with? Is that you too? Oh my goodness, as a parent, that fine line you walk between paranoid and being a good parent, making sure your kids get their flu shots. So today we'll talk about that experience, my first experience in a pharmacy getting a flu shot. And we'll talk about the germiest places, places you need to avoid, by gosh. And then don't forget, this is it. This is your final day to make sure that you shoot me an email, Sean@SeanIrelandShow.com, for your chance to get a gift card to Avola Lanza Hair Studio and Salon in Grandview. It's a great gift to give to somebody. It's a $20 gift card, or keep it for yourself for another time for a pampering, a pedicure, a manicure, or whatever the case. This is your chance. Just send an email to Sean, S-H-A-W-N, @SeanIrelandShow.com. All right, let's get to it. Thanks so much for being here today for your Wednesday Sean Ireland Show. So how you feeling? Yeah, I'm trying not to be paranoid either, but I did get the flu shot. And I did drag my daughter to get her flu shot in a pharmacy. My daughter, you've come to know Sydney. She's kind of particular. In a pharmacy? Really? Well, let her share her experience with you. And joining me for the germ update of the day would be my baby little germophile god lover. It's Sydney.
Hello.
Hello. All right. The CDC has said this is going to be an earlier flu season and probably a more important, scarier flu season. So yesterday I talked you into getting a flu shot, although I didn't really have to twist your arm.
You didn't talk me into it.
You have to be the only kid I know of that didn't have to get poked, prodded, dragged into a place to get a flu shot.
You picked me up from school and said, we're going to get a flu shot. So I said, okay.
You said nothing. We went. Explain your experience at a pharmacy, because we've never done that before.
It was interesting. Yeah. I mean, you're basically in the middle of the store, taking off your shirt, flexing your muscles, trying to look tough for
what,
all the other...
You don't do that? I do that. Tuesdays.
Looking tough for all the other people walking
yeah,
by.
Yeah. And they do watch you when the needles come out and they're waiting there and they've got, you know, goopy eyes and they're coughing and hacking and we are the three-ring circus off to the side.
Ugh.
Yeah. So you got your shot. It didn't really hurt, right?
No. I mean, stung a little bit, but that's normal.
Weren't you surprised it didn't hurt more?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I know the other, what is it, tetanus, that hurts.
That hurts.
So I hear.
Yeah. No, you've had it.
Okay, whatever. No, what really grosses me out is the chairs.
What?
The chairs.
You're getting a shot for flu and you're worried about the chair you're sitting on.
No, like the lobby chairs. There's like two chairs because we're at a pharmacy in the middle of a supermarket. But those are just so, you know, they're just crawling with germs.
I didn't even think about that. Oh my God, I'm so proud of you. I didn't even think about that. I'm so proud of you. Make your mama
proud.
That's
all I think of. I was going to warn you, but okay, suit yourself.
No, I would have turned around and hightailed it right the heck out of there at that point.
The first thing we said as soon as we, and those pens.
I thought about the pen. Did you not see me pull out the Purell?
And that's what I said. First thing we did as soon as we filled out our form. Purell.
I'm so proud of you.
No can do.
So we got our flu shot. Who's sick at school? A lot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean, who?
Give names. I want names.
Jimmy, Bob, Joe, Tim.
You have a Joan?
Joe.
I say, wow. That's Joan. Very retro.
Myrtle. Betty Sue.
And Florence. All sick at Retro High School. So in all seriousness, have I kind of screwed you up because I'm so germ paranoid?
Yeah, I want a bubble for Christmas.
Aw. I'll check.
Do you think school? I'm doing good.
Okay, good.
Because I wash my hands every day before lunch, every day, religiously.
Good.
No way am I grabbing my turkey.
Don't wipe your face, like mommy said.
Oh, yeah. Think about that all the time. Mm. Purell, always by my side.
Good, good.
Science class, the microscopes, don't like it.
That's my girl. And I will check and see if Brookstone in their catalog for Christmas has a bubble. Because if anybody's going to have it, they will. Baby's first bubble.
Like last year. One thing I cannot do is public helmets. That's just too much.
Oh, no.
We did. No. We did the drunk driving simulator last year where people come in and they bring one of the carts that's like rigged and you have to try to drive it.
Right.
And no way. I couldn't do it. I told the police officer, I was like, I have a germ problem and I can't put that helmet on my head. And he's like, we have hair nets. I'm like, that's not doing anything. Do you know?
That's just making my hair bad. Hello.
It's just germs. I can't do them. They freak me out. Like I
feel
just,
badly now.
Yeah, you really.
Because my mom was not that way. Nana was not that way. How did this happen to me? What happened? I'm really sorry. If Children's Services is listening, really, I'm working on it. Don't take her away from me. Please don't take her away. If you do take her away, can you take her to someplace really clean?
You know, I'm glad I'm this way because I'm as healthy as a horse.
That's my girl. Over there. Let me give you a carrot. Okay, frankly, I loved the pharmacy shot. Loved it. No cooties in the waiting room. Got right in, got right out. I love it. I'll do it forever. Or unless flu season takes me down this year, then I guess we won't have to worry about that, will we? But one of the things I do worry about always, as you know me, as a germaphobe that I am, is the constant germiest places list. Every year there's a new one. They don't vary that much. But that's what we talk about today. Maybe things you haven't thought about. What are those germy places to avoid? And we are talking about germs, the germiest places. We don't mean to gross you out, but hey, look at this as a public service at this point. You know, if the CDC isn't going to come knocking on your door and giving you the heads up as to what's going on out there, we are, at least. Picture us as your CDC for your ears right now.
We do what we can.
Okay.
Do you know that you encounter 60,000 types of germs every year?
I knew that. No, I didn't know that. Go ahead.
However, if you have normal immunity, only about 1% to 2% of those are dangerous.
60,000 different
germs. Or potentially dangerous. Ugh. Where are the germiest places?
Yes,
not
please.
A lot of surprises here, but then again, the first one on the list, the grocery store. Specifically, we're looking at shopping cart handles.
I know it. I use those wipes. Do those wipes even help? I use those all the time. I don't go in and grab a cart without a wipe.
You know what? This is a relatively new thing,
okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
five or so years, we started to see. And I remember when I first noticed that they had the wipes was because I was walking into Kroger in Grandview, and there was a news crew there. And I'm like, oh, what happened? And they're doing a story about wiping your grocery cart handle. And I'm like, what? Here's my thing. How many years have we existed pushing shopping carts.
I get it. I know. In logical terms, there's no reason to be paranoid. However, if there's one more reason not to expose yourself.
I know.
Do you do it?
I never do.
Well, when I found out that they're covered in stuff, you can even say what they're covered in.
Well, of course, you know, people sneeze, wipe their nose, touch their cart handle. Also, kids.
I know.
Little kids that sit there in the seat, their little hands.
And they poo on them.
And they've got diapers on and there's poop.
And there's poo on the handles.
Another thing, leaky meat packages.
I know.
That's the place where I'd always like some hand sanitizer is the meat case. And I don't always find it there.
You always need sanitizer around leaky meat packages, I say.
Listen, a leaky meat package. About 70 to 80% of shopping carts tested nationwide had E. coli on them. So that's one you want to be concerned about.
70 to 80%.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the seat where you put the child.
Yes.
That can be a big hot spot, not only because of the raw food you might put in there, but also children and poopies. And
yes.
Yeah.
All right.
So, of course, use those wipes on the handlebar and the seat. They should be at the entrance. And anything like produce, wash it thoroughly when you get it home before you eat it.
Of course.
Next on the list, the children's playground. Swings, jungle gym, other equipment. They call them germ minefields. Kids touch everything they see. They put things in their mouth.
Yeah.
The largest threat, again, fecal bacteria from bird droppings as well as diaper-wearing tots.
Now, some of that, I'm guessing, is healthy amount. I mean, to some degree, you do have to get a barrier built up, correct?
Sure.
You know, growing up, we touched everything. And you didn't think twice.
We had a sandbox in our backyard that one of the neighborhood cats mistook for a
litter
box.
All the time.
And,
yeah.
Mom, what's this? Yeah, looks like a Tootsie Roll.
You had some good sandcastles. Those pillars. You don't usually see that kind of Mediterranean artwork inside, that kind of architecture. But
flying
you had
buttresses.
Pillars.
And
amazing.
Yeah. Lovely. Wash your hands thoroughly. Use hand sanitizer after being at the playground. And rub your hands together for 20 seconds under clean running water to properly wash. I believe you sing the
happy
alphabet.
Happy birthday. Oh, okay. Alphabet. Okay. I always heard happy birthday.
That's a good way especially for kids.
20 seconds.
Public restrooms next on the list. Of course, you worry about the toilet. Mm-hmm. Not so much. Mm-hmm. Do you know what the germiest place in a public restroom is? It's the sink.
Ugh.
The sink, and because it's a wet environment, the bacteria can live there longer. So imagine someone uses the restroom, the first thing they touch is the faucet and the soap dispenser.
Okay, I'm going to admit this. I'm that person that grabs the paper towel.
To turn on the sink? Then you're doing what they say you should do.
Yeah, okay,
good,
that's what
you.
I do. And after I wash my hands, I grab the paper towel,
yep.
I turn off the sink, and
the door handle.
Open up the
door
handle.
That way.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Yeah, I think all public.
I thought I was just a
freak. No, I think all public restrooms should have a push door to exit.
I agree.
Just so you can avoid, because whenever I have to touch one, and I've noticed more and more, especially at restaurants, they're putting a trash receptacle by the door for that reason, because you have a paper towel in your hand, and then you want to throw it out after you open the door.
Okay.
But, yeah.
All right.
So it's the sink, so just be aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the cleanest part of the bathroom in a public restroom is the toilet.
Huh.
You know, relatively speaking. Next up on the list, your office. A study of 113 work surfaces in office found more than 25,000 bacteria. They're on the phone,
the desk,
your keyboard, your desk drawer. Your desk has 400 times more germs than a toilet seat. Because most people don't think of disinfecting their desk. Inside your desk drawer, do you have a little snack stash? Yeah, that's a good place for bacteria to hide, too.
Okay.
And women's desks in particular have more germs than men.
This surprises me.
3 times higher.
What does that do to?
You have more stuff. You have makeup bags and you have, you know, knickknacks.
Isn't
and pictures.
The bottom of your purse like a horrifically dirty, disgusting place?
I've just recently heard about this.
It makes sense. You throw it on the floor, you throw it.
I used to think nothing of throwing my purse on the floor in a restroom if there wasn't a hook. And now I'll hold it in my lap.
Oh, heck yeah.
Mm-hmm. Again, sanitary wipes daily in your office.
In your desk,
just
even?
Just wipe it down. Yep. Wipe it down once a day. Restaurants, also germy. table surfaces and, again, the high chairs because you got little diaper butts in there.
Yeah.
Tables, though, here's the thing.
Okay.
When the table is bussed and they wipe it down. That rag does not have sanitizer
on it. Okay, can I tell you about that? I want Clorox wipes wiping down my table. And because I've thought about that. That rag is filthy. You know it is. It's used over and over again.
Sometimes they're kept in buckets.
And how many menus have you touched that you could, you have to pry yourself off of? They're so disgusting and sticky.
Ugh.
Those have to be just hotbeds of germs.
You might bring me over to your side. Carry sanitary wipes everywhere you go. That's the only.
Kids, I'm telling you, I sound like a freak. But between Kate and myself, we will banish Central Ohio of germs. We're doing our best.
Or get real sick trying.
When we get back. Hey, coming up after 5, we're going to talk about the big secret. It's almost become almost an, now, this viral thing. Is Kate the princess, the duchess? Is she pregnant? We're going to hear from somebody over the pond who can tell us what the rumor really is all about. We return. Shawn Ireland Show with Kate, 610 WTVN.
Hey, that's going to do it today. That is our Wednesday Shawn Ireland Show. Thank you so much for being here today. Don't forget, get those emails in right now, Shawn@ShawnIrelandShow.com. Your chance to get that $20 gift certificate to Evola Lanza Hair Studio and Salon in Grandview. Great gift, or use it yourself, but do it today. The time will run out by the end of the day, and we'll award that to somebody tomorrow. Thank you so much for being here. See you back here tomorrow for the Shawn Ireland Show.